Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, as well as for Refuah Shleima for David Meir ben Mindel. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Mem Ches. We left off at the bottom of Mem Zayin Amid Beis at the words Echad Ger ve'Echad Eved Meshuchra. The Brisa had said that there is a similarity between the way an Eved who's a Ger converts, the way a Ger converts and the way a freed slave converts. The Mishnah had drawn a parallel between them. Kasaka Daitach says, Echad Ger ve'Echad Meshuchra. Now, what's the parallel? Kasaka Daitach, the Gemara thinks that the intention of the Brisa is that their halachas are the same as far as just like a ger, you have to tell him some of the mitzvos when you are converting him, as you are converting him. So too, when a freed slave, you also have to tell him. So, l'kabel alav all mitzvos at the time of the tvila, and by the Eved Meshuchra, it's by the time of the second tvila, right? We learned yesterday that there's two times that an Eved Meshuchra is tovel. One tovel when he becomes the Eved of a Jew, and then when the Jew frees him to become a full-fledged Jew, because an Eved Kanani is chayv mitzvos like a woman while he's an Eved Kanani. So you need the first tefillah to give him this quasi-kedushas Yisrael that he's chayv mitzvos like a woman. Then you have the second tefillah when he finishes working for you and you free him, then he goes free. So you would think that at the second time he needs a kabbalas ol mitzvos when you're dipping him the second time, just like a ger. Uriminu, we ask a contradiction. So this price sounds like Eved Kanani who's dipping the second time. You have to tell him some of the mitzvos at the time of the tefillah. Uriminu, but we have another brisa that says the opposite. Bamedvar mamurim beger. When do you have to tell the person converting about mitzvos, mitzvos kalos, or mitzvos chamuros at the time of the tefillah? That's by a ger. Aval be'eved meshuchar ein sarach lekabel. However, by a freed slave, the guy was Jewish already. He was already chayv mitzvos like a woman. So what, do you got to tell him the whole process again? No. So this brisa says that by an eved meshuchar, you do not have to tell him about the ol mitzvos, because from the time that you dipped him in the mikvah the first time to become an eved kanani, he was already chayv in mitzvos like a woman. As the Torah says, Laman yanuach avdecha v'amascha kamocha. The Torah says, in Parshas Veschanan, in Naseres HaDibros, it says that your slave has to observe Shabbos. So, you see that he's already chayv in mitzvah, so what does he got to do it again? Rather, the master can force him to go in the mikvah, and he becomes a full-fledged Jew, whether he likes it or not. So now we have a contradiction. One brisa says, you have to tell him about them. He has to accept upon himself the mitzvahs when he's being tovel. Time number two is an Eved. And the other brisa says he doesn't have to accept it. So what's going on? It's a contradiction. Good morning, Rav Mordechai, Avi, Dr. Joe, David Yoshua, and Tzvika. Answers the Gemara of Sheshes like Kasha, Ha Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Ha Rabbanon. It's a machlokes. Desanya, because he learned in a brisa. And where is the source of this machlokes? These two brisas, the source of the machlokes is by the laws of Yifas Toar. In Pashas Ki Seitze. Desanya, Uvachsas of Yavasim Yerach Yomim. So there's a whole process by Yifas Toar. She has to cry for her parents for 30 days. Let her fingernails grow long. We'll see. Machlok is what you have to do. And you have to shave her head. All these things. So the whole process. Bamedvar mamurim. When do you need to go through the whole process of Yifas Torah? Shelo kibla alel. That's if she's not willing to convert. Aval kibla alel. But if she's willing to convert, you don't have to go through the process at all. Matbila umutar bamiyat. So Tanakhama says, just dip her. She wants to convert. Just dip her in the mikvah, and he's allowed to marry her right away. This is the case of where you find a girl at the time of the war, and you want to marry her. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Afa Mishalo Kibla Alev. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, even if she does not want to be Miss Gayer, Kofa, you can pull a shtick, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says. Even if she doesn't want to convert, you have a very simple etza. Kofa mapir l'shem shivchos. You can dip her in the mikvah for the sake of being a shivcha knanis. And then right away, v'chozer u'mapir l'shem shichur. And then you can free her, u'mishachara, and u'mutar b'miyad. You also don't have to wait a month. I'm like a regular fast Torah. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds that all the dinim of the parsha is if the Jew doesn't want to force her through the process of Yifas Torah. But if the Jew wants to force her, he has a way of doing it without the whole parsha, which is, if he doesn't want to force her, then you have to go through the process, 30 days, shave her head, let her nails grow long, whatever it is. But that's if he doesn't want to force her. But if he wants to force her, he can force her to become a Shivcha Knanis, and then force her right away and free her from the Shivcha Knanis, and all that you can do without accepting. So you see from here, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that when you're freeing a Shivcha Knanis, you don't have to ask her if she wants to be Jewish, you can force her. So the one Brisa that said that you could force her, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And the Brisa that said you can't force her, that's Chachamim. Amar Rava, my time with Rabbi Shimon Elazar, what's the logic of Rabbi Shimon Elazar that you could force this issue? Dechsev, it says in Torah, kol eved ish miknas kesef, umalta oso az yochabo. That an adon is obligated to give a bris mila to his eved kanani. And only after he gives a bris mila, then he's allowed to eat the carbon pesach. If he doesn't give him a bris, So then he himself is not allowed to carbon pesach. Ask the Gemara, Eved Ish, v'lo Eved Isha? What does this pasuk mean, Eved Ish? Ella, Eved Ish, ata mol bal karcho. So Tanakama says, Eved Ish, ata mol bal karcho. Means like this. An Eved who is a Gadol and a Ben Das, so you could give him a Bris Mila against his will. V'iatamol Ben Ish Bal Karcho. But a Gadol is coming to convert. You can't do it against his will. That's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So you see that an Eved Kanani, you can convert him against his will. V'rabbanan who say that no, you can't convert him against his will. Amar Ula. No, you can't. You can't cause him to become an Eved against his will. Aye, so what do you do with Eved Ish? Velaksiv kol Eved Ish. But doesn't the Pasuk say, Eved Ish, what do you learn from that? According to Chachamim, says the Gemara, the Chachamim used that Pasuk of Eved Ish for something else. They say you can't make him an Eved Bal Karcho. So what do you learn from that Pasuk, Eved Ish? For Shmuel's halacha, Amar Shmuel, Hamafkir Avdo Yotza Lecheiros Ve'Ein Tzarich Get Shichur. Shneamar V'Chol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef. Eved Ish Lo Eved Isha Ella Eved Sheyesh Lo Ushus LeRabo Alav Kari Eved. If you're an Eved Ish, if your master has financial rights over you, then you're an Eved. V'Sheein Lo Ushus LeRabo Alav. But once the master frees him from his financial obligations, if he's Mafkir Avdo, Ein Kari Eved. So that's what Chachamim do with that pasuk. That Shmuel's famous halacha comes up many places in Shas, that if you're mafkir, you're Eved Kanani, you don't also need a shtar shechur, just be making him hefker from the monetary obligations, that frees him. And he's already a full-fledged Jew. He can marry a Yisraelis if you just mafkir him. Maskevler of Papa... So Rav Papa does not like this. He asks against Rav Sheshes, who said that Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who argued by Yufas Toar whether or not you could force a Yufas Toar to convert against her will, they by making her a Shifcha Knanis. So Rav Papa, that was when we were analyzing the two brises. Rav Sheshes was the one who gave the answer that. The answer to the contradiction in the two brises is one's Rabbi Shimon Elazar, one Chacham, who argue by Yifas Toar. So Rav Papa has a problem with applying the same logic that we saw by Yifas Tor to a regular case of Shivcha Knas. He says you can't compare the two cases. Maskal Rav Papa. Eimu d'shamas l'hula rabbanon. Why did the Chachamim say that by Yifas Tor you can't force her to convert? Rather, you have to ask whether she wants it or not. Be yifas toar de lo shaycha b'mitzvahs. This yifas toar, she wasn't a Jew all along. She had no shaychas to mitzvahs. So by her, the chacham say, you have to ask her. Aval eved de shaych mitzvahs, but an eved kanani who's been working by a Jew already for a long time. He's been already chayv in mitzvahs as an eved kanani. Hachinami dafil rabbanon. Modu, the Chacham would agree. They who hold that that by a Yifas Toar, her you have to ask, but an Eved Kanani who's been a Jew all along, you don't have to ask. They would agree to Reb Shimon Elazar. You could do it against her will. Desanya, and I'll prove this to you. That the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, that an Eved who's purchased from a Yisrael, an Eved Kanadi who's purchased from Yisrael, you don't have to ask him whether he wants to be Jewish or not, Desanya. Echad Ger, Echad Lokech Eved Min HaOvid Kochavim, or you buy an Eved from a non-Jew, Tzarech Lekabel. He has to accept upon himself mitzvahs, halokech mi Yisrael. But if you're buying an Eved Knani from a Yisrael, and he was already working by the Yisrael, he's already Jew, ein sarach lekabel. He does not have to accept upon himself mitzvahs. It works against his will. He becomes a full-fledged Jew against his will. He doesn't have to accept upon himself all mitzvahs. Now money, who's the author of this? That if you're lokech mi Yisrael, he doesn't have to accept upon himself. E Rabbi Shimon Elazar. If you want to tell me to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Ha'amar Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, Lokech Menovik Achav Nami Ein Sarach Lekabel. Even if you're buying him from a guy, he said you could do it against his will. El Alav Rabbanon must be the Rabbanon. Ushmamino, we see from here, De Lokech Menovik Achavim, Sarach Lekabel, Aval Lokech Nisrael, Ein Sarach Lekabel. If you're buying him from a guy, so then he has to accept upon himself all mitzvahs the first time. Because he was working for a guy. So for the first time he's got to. But buying him from Yisrael, so it's the second time, so then he doesn't have to accept upon himself. This is against what Rav Sheshet said. So the Gemara says, okay, so how does Rav Papa learn the original contradiction in the Brises? We said one was Rav Shimon Elazar and one was Chachamim. But now we're saying even Chachamim agreed with Rav Shimon Elazar that by a case of Eved Kanani, he does not have to accept upon himself Omitzus again. A second time when you're freeing him. He's automatically a full-fledged Jew, whether he likes it or not, once he's been an Eved Kanani. Once you dip him L'shem Geirus the second time, you don't have to ask him whether he wants the mitzvahs or not. They both agree that it's automatic the second time. So what's the answer in the contradiction of the Brises that sounded like one Brises said you do have to ask him, one Brises said you don't have to ask him? The Elakasha, Echad Ger v'Echad Eved Meshuchra. Didn't we say that they both have to accept upon themselves? Answers the Gemara. Kitanya hi l'inyan tefila tanya. No, it's not saying that an Eved Kanani is like a ger, that they both have to accept the mitzvos. No, a ger has to accept the mitzvos. An Eved Kanani, when you dip him the second time, and you're freeing him, he does not have to accept the mitzvos. So what's the comparison? It's just that they both need another tefila. That's the comparison. Echad ger v'echad ev meshuchar just means l'inyan tefila hi. And Eved Meshuchar needs another tefillah because he's not a full-fledged Jew while he's an Eved Kanai. So he needs another tefillah. But he does not need another Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Only a ger needs a Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but a Eved Meshuchar, an Eved Kanani that you're freeing now, or you're buying him from a Jew, either way, so he goes free. And he does not need, you have to dip him in the mikvah, but he does not need another Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Tana Rabbanan. Now, once we're on the parasha of Yifas Toar, we're going to speak a little bit about the inyan of Yifas Toar. So, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa about this girl that you that you see in battle, and there's a whole process that she converts to Judaism, and then you could marry her. So how do you do this? Tana Rabbana. How does this work? So you bring her into your house. V'gilcha es rosha v'asasas tiparneah. You have to shave her head. And v'asasas tiparneah. You have to do her fingernails. What does that mean? Rabbi Elazar omer tukotz. Rabbi Elazar says you have to cut her fingernails. Rabbi Kiva omer, no. Tag deal. You have to let her fingernails grow long. I'm Rabbi Elazar. How do I know that the Torah means cut them? The Torah says, shave her head and do her fingernails. Mal halan avar, avkan havar. Just like by the head, clearly it means shaving the head off. So to by the fingernails, it means cutting them off. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Nemar asiyah barosh, nemar asiyah b'tzipranayim. It says asiyah barosh and says asiyah by the fingernails. Mal halan nivel. Just like by shaving her head, it's doing something to make her look disgusting. Afkan nivel. So to hear, it's doing something to make her look disgusting. Namely, let her grow her fingernails long to make her look disgusting. I guess this was before it became in vogue for women to let their fingernails grow very long, and that's like a fancy thing. But in the times of the Torah, so letting her fingernails grow very long was disgusting. Many people might argue that it's disgusting nowadays also. But anyway, Afkan Nivel says, the Gemara, V'rayel divrei Rabbi Elazar, I'll prove to Rabbi Elazar that it means cutting off the fingernails. Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Umifiboshes ben Shol Yarat Likras Hamelach Loy Asa Raglov. He didn't cut his fingernails Velo Asa Sfamo, and he didn't cut his mustache. Now Maya Siya Havara. So what does it mean over here? Clearly, it's comparing it to cutting your mustache. So you didn't shave your mustache and you didn't cut your toenails. So here you see that Asa means cutting them. Like Rabbi Elazar. Tanu Rabbanan. Very interesting Braisa. A little bit more about Yifas Torah. Says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Uvachsa es aviyah ve'es ima yarach yamin. She cries for her mother and father 30 days. Who's she crying for? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, aviyah aviyah mamish, ima ima mamish. She cries for her mother and father because she's now leaving non-Judaism and moving to Judaism, so she's leaving her parents. So that's what she's crying for, her mother and father. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Aviyah v'ima zu avodas kochavim. She's not crying for her mother or father. She's crying for her mother and father. That refers to her religion. That's her mother and father. Her being an idol worshiper. V'cheinu Omer, Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Omrim la'etz avi'ata. They say that when they do Avodah Zarah, they say to a tree, you're my father. So when you're crying for your mother and father, it means crying for Avodah Zarah. Now, Rabbi Isai, the question here is there any nafkamina to this? So take a look at the top Tosfos. Rabbi Elazar Omer avi'ah. L'mizbar kroi please. So the first answer in Tosfos is, there's no halachic difference between this machlokas. It's just, what does the pasuk mean? Is she crying for her real parents or is she crying for Avodah Zarah? But there's no halachic difference. Inami, no. Second answer tells us there is a halachic difference. Nafkamina imesu aviyah v'imav onis gairu. If they died or converted, do you have to wait the 30 days? So she's not losing her parents. Her parents are converting with her. Or that she has no parents. So do you have to wait the 30 days for her to cry? There's nobody to cry for. The Rivan Piresh, to the Rabbi Akiva, tzricha shetichbar bavaros kochavim, Kodem Shiti Bayalo. Rabbi Akiva understands that she has to dafka deny Avodah Zarah. For 30 days she has to get rid of the Avodah Zarah. She has to cry about, meaning she has to be kaifer about Avodah Zarah before she could have relations with the Jew. According to this, so this that we learned earlier, Bamedvar Mum Shalo Kibla Ale, right, this that we learned that she doesn't have to be Makaba, you could do it against her will. So that's going against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says she has to accept Judaism. That's a very fundamental issue. Does the Yifas Torah have to accept Judaism before she marries the Jew, or can you can make her marry the Jew against her will? So that's one issue. That is one issue. Is there a halachic difference here or not? Hold on one second. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Says the Gemara, continues, Yerach Yamin. How long does she have to cry for? A month. Yerach Shloshim Yom, that's Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Tishim Yom, 90 days. Yerach Shloshim, Yamim Shloshim, V'achar Kain, another Shloshim. Maskel LaRavina, Ema Yerach Shloshim, Yamim Shloshim, V'achar Kain, Kihachi. Maybe it's another 60 days for a total of 120. Says the Gemara, Kashya. You're right, I don't have an answer. Tan Rabban, Mikaimin Avadim She'inan Malim, Div Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says a person is allowed to have around his house an Eved Kanani that does not have a Bris Milah, who has not accepted upon himself all mitzvos. You can have an Eved Kanani who refuses to go through the process. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Akiva, no, Ain Mikaimin. You're not allowed to have an Eved Kanani who doesn't have a Bris Milah. You're not allowed to have him around the house. The definition of an Eved Kanani, you're only allowed to own a non-Jew if he's going to agree to have a Bris Milah and quasi-convert to Judaism. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel, Harehu Omer, but doesn't the Pasuk say, about V'nafesh ben Amascha v'hager? So ben Amascha, that's an Eved who's an Arel. He doesn't have a Bris. That it's a mitzvah on the Adon to not give him any work to do on Shabbos. So you see, you're allowed to have an Eved Arel. Because if the Torah is telling you that your Eved, who's an Arel, we'll see in a minute, this means, Ben Amascha means an Eved who's an Arel. If the Torah is telling you you're not allowed to have him work on Shabbos, that means that you have an Eved Arel around the house. Amale? No. That's talking about a case where you bought an Eved Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, and you didn't have a chance to give him a Bris Milah before Shabbos. So that's the case that you're not allowed to make him work on Shabbos. But the Kulei Amamias V'Nafesh Ben Amoscha Be'Eved Arel said, well, both of these opinions seem to say that this Pasuk is talking about an Eved who's an Arel. My Mashma, where do you see that in the Pasuk? Tesanya V'Nafesh Ben Amoscha Be'Eved Arel HaKosim Medaber. Bryce says, it's talking about an Eved who's an Arel. It's not a Bris Milah. Atom Be'Eved Arel O'en El Be'Eved Mohol. Maybe it means an Eved who has a Bris Milah. Says Gemara, no, we have another Pasuk for that. Kishu Omer L'man Yanuach Avdecha V'Amoscha Kamocha Hari Eved Mol Amr, that's talking about an Eved who's chayv in Mila, who's chayv in Shabbos. Ha'amani Mekayim V'Nafesh Ben Amasecha Be'Eved Arel. That's talking about an Eved who's an Arel. Now, what's the rest of the Braisa? V'Hager. Now, what kind of ger has to keep Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Zeh Ger Toshav. That's a ger who accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and not to be over the Avodas Kochavim, but he eats treif. So says Rashi, since we know that anyone who's Mechal Shabbos is like he's being over the Avodah Zarah, so a Ger Toshav who accepts upon himself not to be over the Avodah Zarah has to keep Shabbos also. That's the way Rashi learns. At Omer Zeh Ger Toshav, what do you know, Ger Tzedek? Maybe it means a regular Ger. Kishu Omer, V'Gercha Asher B'Sharecha, Harei Ger Tzedek Omer, Amani Mekayim V'Hager, Zeh Ger Toshav. So not only does a full-fledged Ger have to keep Shabbos, obviously, but a Ger Toshav who accepts upon himself not to be over the Avodah Zarah, he also has to keep Shabbos. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosas thinks this is ridiculous. Take a look at Tosas. Ze Ger Toshav. So Tosfos and the Ramban and the Rashba, the Ritva, they all ask against Rashi. This Rashi makes no sense. A Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos. Take a look at Tosfos. Ze Ger Toshav. Perish Makunches. Shekivla loves Lulavet Avodas Kochavim. Umechal Shabbos Kovid Avodas Kochavim. When you Mechal Shabbos, it's like worshiping idols. Kala Machal Shabbos Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah. V'kasha Dimkei Nefishlu Mishavim Mitzvahs. What do you mean? Then a Ger Toshav really has 8 mitzvahs. There's the 7 plus he has to keep Shabbos. That's ridiculous. U'Maseches Avodah Zarah Mashma Dibishavim Mitzvahs Shekibul Beninach Ikri Ger Toshav. Someone who accepts upon himself the seven mitzvahs, that's called a Geter Shavuot. Our Gemara now is going to say you need eight mitzvahs. You got to keep Shabbos also. It says in Sanhedrin that if a non-Jew keeps Shabbos, he's chayiv misa. If you tell me that everyone who keeps the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach has to also keep Shabbos, so how can you tell me a non-Jew can't keep Shabbos chayiv misa? He has to keep Shabbos. It's a pasuk in the Chumash. V'inafesh ben amoscha v'ager. It's ger toshu. I feel b'chol. Even if he keeps Shabbos on a weekday, he's chayiv misa. Kol shekim b'Shabbos. Kavachom, if he keeps Shabbos on Shabbos, he's chayiv misa. Rabbi Kiva, the ger toshav ein muzar al Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva says he's not commanded in Shabbos. V'nira d'hacha ba'osem malacha l'tzorach Yisrael. Dum yod divina fesh ben amasecha. No. Doesn't mean that he's chayiv to keep Shabbos. He's not allowed to keep Shabbos. But you are not allowed to ask him to be mechal Shabbos for you. That you're not allowed to do. If he's your ger toshav, you're not allowed to ask him Divi Machal Shabbos for you. Now, does that sound like Amir La'akab is an Issa D'Oraisa? You know, it's not an Issa D'Oraisa. He might have other problems. Maybe that's what forced Rashi. See what he said. All right. Let's continue. Omer B'Shur Ben Levi. Halokeach eved min ha'ovid kochavim v'lo ratzalomol. If a person buys a slave from a non-Jew and he does not want to have a bris milah. Hold on 1 second, please. Where's the little letter yud? Here it is. Okay. If a person buys a slave from a non-Jew and he does not want to get a bris milah, you could try to convince him to have a bris milah for 12 months. Loi mo, if he won't agree to convert to Judaism within 12 months, you got to sell him back to an non-Jew. Amru Rabban Kamei Rav Papa, Kiman Deloka Rabbi Akiva. This is against Rabbi Akiva. We just said before. The Rabbi Akiva Amar Ein Mekayimin. Rabbi Akiva said, you're not allowed to have him in your house for one day. Forget about it for 12 months. Amar Lu Rav Papa. I feel Tamer Rabbi Akiva. No. Rav Papa said, you could even say this goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Hani Mili Hechadolo Paskil and I'll say. When did Rabbi Akiva say you're not allowed to keep him around? That's if the guy did not accept upon himself to convert to Judaism. So then you're not allowed to keep him around. But if the guy accepted upon himself to be a Jew, but he's just having cold feet, he doesn't know the bris milah, he's thinking about it, in principle he accepted. So then, even Rabbi Akiva agrees, Pascha. Rabbi Akiva agrees, you're allowed to have him around for 12 months. But if you can't convince him to have a bris after 12 months, then even Rabbi Akiva agrees you have to get rid of him. Amar Rav Kana, Amisa L'shmatik Amei D'Rav Zvid Me'adar. I taught this teaching to Rav Zid from Nardal, Amar Ali, Ihachi, Rabbi Akiva also agrees that you're allowed to have him around for 12 months. So, Ki Amali Rabbi Akiva, B'lokech, Eved Ben Hashmashos, the brisa that we had before that we said that even a slave who's an RL. So, you're not allowed to have him around even for one day. So, why do Rabbi Akiva have to answer? We're talking about a non-Jewish slave that you bought Erev Shabbos in the last minute. Just say it's a Eved Kanani who in principle agreed, but he just hasn't had the thing yet, the bris. Lishnei Leha, why don't you just answer him this case? I was talking about an Eved Kanani who in principle agreed to convert, but now he's just having cold feet, so you're allowed to have him around. Answer the Gemara, you're right. We could have given either answer. Rabbi Akiva could have given either answer. Either a non-Jewish slave that wants to convert, but you just bought him Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, or you bought him a month ago and he wants to convert, but he's just going through the process. Shalach Rav Mishmei Rabbi Loi, V'chol Rabosei Amali Mishmo. All Ravins Rabbeim said in the name of Rabbi Loi, Ezu Eved Arel Shemot Lekaima. What type of Eved Arel who doesn't have a bris, are you allowed to have him around the house? If the master bought him lechatchila with the condition that he's not going to convert him and he's going to remain a non-Jew and he's not going to convert him. I'm Rabbanan Kameh Rav Papa Kiman Halok Rabbi Akiva. It's against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, ain't mekayim. You see, not allowed the guy around the house. Amalef Papa, no. If you tell me Rabbi Akiva, hani mili heicha delo asne bade. If you didn't make a specific stipulation and a condition at the time of buying him that he's not going to be a Jew. Aval heicha de isne asne. But if you made a condition upon purchasing him that this guy's going to remain a guy the whole time, if you made an explicit condition, then you're allowed to keep him around. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees you're allowed to keep him around as a guy. That's really true. Why'd you have to give the case before of the guy who has to keep Shabbos, where you purchased him erev Shabbos bein hashmashos? Why don't you give this case? Well, why don't you give the other answer? Ella chad mitrei utlas taimei ka'amar. You're right. All three reasons would be legit. But he just gave you one out of the three reasons. Either you bought him erev Shabbos bein hashmashos, or he agreed in principle to be an Eved, but now he's having cold feet, he's backing out. You're allowed to keep him around for 12 months, or you explicitly made a condition when you purchased him that he's going to be a guy the entire time. Yosef, Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Akilah, the Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Yasi v'Kamer. These three rabbis sat on the doorstep of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and they said the following halacha. There was one city in Eretz Yisrael, and all the Avadim Kananim of this city did not want to have a bris mila. They waited for them for 12 months. They sold them back to being goyim. Kiman ki hay tana. It's like the tana we said. It's like the following tana. The sani halokech emir over kacham v'lo ratz alamu. Megali march nimas al chodesh. You can hold them around for 12 months. Try to convince him. Lo mal, if you won't get a bris mila. Chose u'mochel over kacham. You gotta sell him to a non-Jew. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, ain't lashes on Eretz Yisrael. No. You're not allowed to leave him around in Israel. Mipnei Hefsid Taharos. You're not allowed to leave non-Jews around in Israel because they're going to be Metame, the Trumos of Eretz Yisrael, because the Chazal were Gozer on an Akum that he's Tame like a Zav. So leaving non-Jews around, you're not allowed to leave him around. So you can't leave him around for 12 months. And if it's a city that's on the border, you're not allowed to leave him around at all. Shema Yishama Dovar, maybe the non-Jew will hear about this. And this is going to be very bad for the Jews if the non-Jews who live out right outside of Israel hear that this is the Jewish practice. That we don't let them be non-Jews. So, or that we're gozer on them, they're like a zav, they convey tumah. It's going to be very bad for the Jews if the non-Jews hear about this fact that they convey tumah. So if you live on the border, then you can't let them around. Forget about 12 months. You can't even let them around for one day. Right? Tanakhama said, you could wait 12 months. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, no, you're not allowed to leave him around even for one day because they're going to convey tumah. I'm sorry. Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, again, Tanakhama said, you could let him wait 12 months if he doesn't want to convert. If he doesn't convert, you have to sell him back. Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, you're not allowed to leave him around for 12 months because of Hefsid Taharos. And if it's a city, Asmucha L'Kfar, so then Right. Aruch Laner asked, this is very strange. If you're talking about... Right. Sounds like the first thing is talking about Chutz La'aretz. Right? Tanakama, again. Halokech Eved Ovi Kachavim. That's in Chutz La'aretz. 12 months. Rav Shimon Luz says, in Eretz Yisrael, you can't leave him around at all. And if it's a city that's near the border, you also can't leave him around at all. So it's a little bit strange. What's going on? What's the difference between Rav Shimon Elazar and if it's a city in Eretz Yisrael? So then it just said you can't leave him around at all because they have Satara. So what are you telling me in a city that's near the border? Also, you can't leave him around at all. It's the same thing as you said before. So that's a little bit strange how you read this Gemara over here. Aruch Laner es the kasha. It's Masha, the Brisa is talking about Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, we already said, even a city that's not near the border, you're not allowed to leave around because they're going to contaminate all the Taharas. Very difficult to read this line here.
Since Rav Moshe Feinstein suggests it's easy to protect ritually pure items in the short term until he finds a buyer for the slave, and therefore one may be delayed before selling the slave.
You can delay a little bit.
In a border city where there's an imminent danger that the slave will end up...
Okay, you have to... Yeah, that's what I thought. You're going to have to say something like that. That the first thing is that even though you can't let him around 12 months, maybe you can let him around a little bit. A little bit you could keep him around. In Mashnos HaBeretzel, I don't know, it doesn't say how long though exactly. But you can't let him around for a month or two. But you don't have to do it right away. But an ear smucha l'kvar, you mamish have to do it mamish that second. You're going to have to say something like that. Off. Last line here. Tanya linton a brisa. Rabbi Chananya ben Osher Rabbi Gimli Omer m'pnei ma geirim b'zman hazeh m'udin v'yisurim bar nalem. Why the geirim have such a hard life? B'shlokim u'shev mitzvah v'nei noach. Because while they were still non-Jews, they didn't even accept the Shazayin mitzvahs. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, what are you talking about? Geirish in the sky could come to an old dummy. Once he converts, we don't hold his sins over on him from the past. You don't hold his sins from yesterday on him. So why is life so bad for the Gerim? Elam bnei ma tuunin meunin. Why are they so in bad shape? Which ain't bekim b'tikdukim mitzvahs ki Yisrael. They don't know the laws so well. They converted. They don't know the laws, so they end up messing up on some of the laws. They end up messing up on some of the laws. Because they don't know the laws so well. So that's why they get punished a lot. I don't really fully understand that. If they don't know, why are we punishing them? Abba Chanan Omer Mishim Rabbi Lazar, Lufi She'en Osin Me'ava, Ela Me'ira. They don't perform the mitzvahs from the love of Hashem, rather, because they're scared of punishment. Meaning what? That the conversion wasn't such a legit conversion. It wasn't for the right reasons. That's what Rashi and Tosas say. The question is, what does this mean? Ose me'avo ela me'ira. The problem is that some of the Gemara say that me'avo me'ira, either their one opinion says they both for the right reasons, and so one opinion says that they're both for the wrong reasons. Gemara in Sota, Chaf Beis, they're both bad. Another place, Daf Lamed Aleph, it says they're both good. So the Ri says, "Imasa me'avas hamakom u'miyiras hamakom." They're both good. Me'avas adam u'miyiras adam. They're both bad. Or me'avas schar. They want the reward. Or yiras ha'onesh. They're both bad. Here it sounds like so maybe. They're not doing from the Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather from Yiras Adam, or Yiras HaOnesh. Anyway, Acher Momer, a fourth pshat, why did Gerim have it so bad? Because it took them so long to become Jews. This is also very strange, because we don't want them to become Jews, right? It's against what we said before, that we don't want them to. Wow. Sounds like even if they were Mekayim, the Shemitz Bnei Noach, we punish them because they took so long to become Jewish. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks, what do you mean? Where do we find that Bnei Noach was harmed to keep all the 613 mitzvahs? No, it means once they agreed to be Jewish, Then they took a long time to actually convert. But not stam a goy. We don't want them to be Jewish. They don't get punished for not being Jews. That's crazy. So that's a discussion over here. Last line. Where do we see in the pasuk that non-Jews are punished for not becoming Jews? Mikra. So Naomi praises Boaz praises Ruth that she wanted to become a Jew right away. So you see, it's praiseworthy that once you decide to convert, you make it happen fast. You don't wait around. Okay. We'll stop here. Everyone should have a great day. Tomorrow morning, 7:05.
Thank you. Dana, did it reveal to him exactly who was this time?